Singer-songwriter Nick Cave has made a reputation over the last two decades for his angst-ridden ballads. In the early 1980s, Cave started out leading the punk band The Birthday Party. Since then, he's recorded a dozen albums with his band The Bad Seeds. Their newest is called Nocturama. Despite the gothic-sounding title, many of the songs actually can be described as upbeat, NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
When he was young, fresh from his native Australia and tearing up the London post-punk scene in the 1980s, Nick Cave was infamous. A tall, thin specter, he'd belt out harrowing songs with such titles as Scum and Cry. Back then, Nick Cave was well known as a heroin addict. He was once spotted on the London Tube writing a letter with a blood-filled syringe. If anyone was going to live fast and die young, it was he. But now Nick Cave has become almost comically respectable. In his mid-40s, he's happily married with three kids and actually goes to an office every day to write songs. Songs that are almost invariably about love.
I mean, that's basically what I deal with. It's love, love, and more love.
Mm-hmm.
Some I've written directly to people to kind of flatter them. Some are written songs of vengeance. I mean, they're written for many different reasons.
Let me say this to you. I'll be steadfast and true. My love will never falter. The sea would crash about us. The waves would lash about us. I'll be your rock of Gibraltar.
A great love song should have somewhere an ache in it. It should be able to make you feel joyful and a little melancholy at the same time.
Why melancholy at the same time?
Well, I think love is a bit like that, don't you? Love has its melancholy side. I think that love songs that are kind of upbeat and don't have the sigh in them are not really love songs. They're hate songs disguised as love songs.
And the sigh being that it could all vanish so easily?
I guess it's the sigh of longing.
It's a wonderful life that you bring. Oh, it's a wonderful thing.
He deals with love on this album in a sense. It's an epic battle. It's a struggle, but it's so rewarding. It's so deep and so rich.
Steve Hawkman is a music critic for the Los Angeles Times. He says Cave is influenced by such American musicians as Johnny Cash and Leonard Cohen.
I think for other influences, we obviously have to look to the Bible, probably his biggest influence as a writer, as a storyteller. He writes parables. Everything he writes has this sort of epic parable quality. He talks about Jesus, he talks about God, he talks about Satan. Where he comes down in all of that, I think, is a little harder to say sometimes.
I've been made weak by visions. For many visions did I see all through the night. In the seventh hour an angel came with many snakes in all his hands, and I fled in fright.
Going back to your early work 20-some-odd years ago, there really seemed to be a rage in that work that seems utterly gone in this album. The anger may be there, but it doesn't express itself in that sort of violent rage that you had when you were younger.
No, I don't think it does. I think the songs are energetic and passionate, but I don't feel the same way as I did when I was 19 or in my early 20s. And it would be a folly, really, to pretend that I did.
You don't feel angry?
Well, I do feel angry, to be honest, about a lot of things, but I don't really want to write a song about the war in Iraq. You know, every day I'm bludgeoned to death with this kind of information in the newspapers. I want to be able to write about other things. Things for myself which feel more authentic. Things that feel more true.
There is a town where I was born.
There is a town, I guess. This song is about, it's an incredibly simple song with very few lyrics about the need to be or always to be somewhere else. And it's to do with a kind of largely mythical view of my childhood. You know, I was raised in a country town. It was very free, that you could walk the streets. The kind of concept of what was good and what was bad was much more defined than it is today. And it was a song about dreaming of those times, really. And so it goes, and so it seems that God lives only in our dreams. In our dreams.
Do you feel you've been in England for many years? Do you still feel like an outsider?
I feel very comfortable here in a way. I never thought I would say that about England because it's so different from Australia. And I loathed it so much when I first came to England.
Why is that?
Well, it was so bleak and so constipated. But I've learned to kind of, I've grown fond of that. There's a sort of license to be miserable in this country. you have the sort of God-given right to be sad here. You can get away with it. You can't do that in America.
Rock musician Nick Cave, speaking from London. His new album is called Nocturama. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.
This garden that I built for you, they're just sitting now and here. I will never leave it, dear. I could not bear to return and find it all untended.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
This garden is our home, dear, and I got nowhere else to go. So play it on.